This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Is your seatbelt still fastened? Haven't we just been all over the lot? Because since we started this three-hour program, and if you've missed any part of it, please go to sabrams.com and to travelers411.com, where you will find this show archived probably within the next 72 hours. Our tech team is very efficient at this sort of thing. The podcasts you can download, take us with you wherever you go. And the archived audio stays forever, and the podcast will be there for a year. So while you have some time to do both, you know, you don't want to let it linger if there's something you want to listen to again or share with a friend who wasn't listening, and maybe you can start to make some plans to go someplace. And the someplace we've been talking about on today's show is Ireland. We actually started out in County Mayo at Mount Falcon. A fairly amazing place, people. And then we were off northward, and we stopped at Galgorm Resort and Spa in Ballymena. That, what a great place that is. And it's in a wonderful spot for touring because it's so centrally located. I think if you put a target over Northern Ireland, Ballymena would probably be close to dead center. So getting to all the things there are to see and do in County Down and County Antrim and all the rest of Ireland, of Northern Ireland, it's you're really in a great spot, and a great spot for touring the northern coastline, which is just exquisite. I can't come to the island that is Ireland without getting myself up to Giant's Causeway. And in fact, I want you to look for photos of me, because since I was awarded this wonderful necklace to commemorate what I have done to bring recognition and people coming to visit Giant's Causeway. They actually commissioned a jeweler to create jewelry reminiscent of Giant's Causeway. So they have bracelets and cufflinks and necklaces and whatnot, and wait till you see this one, people. It is just exquisite, and it looks like the stones that you walk on at Giant's Causeway. Now, once you're in the center of Northern Ireland, as we were at Ballymena, it's just a straight run almost due south, and you will find your way into County Monaghan. And I am so happy that I discovered a darling town with a wonderful hotel, with a fantastic restaurant in the middle of, you know how I talk about Berkshire County, where we live in western Massachusetts, as the middle of nowhere, but filled with world-class everything? Well, that's the kind of Brigadoon-like place I'm at now, and that is the Shirley Arms in County Monaghan in the Republic of Ireland. And we're going to be meeting with both the general manager and the executive chef, who is very gifted. And this is a place I need you to put on your itinerary as you're running around Ireland. And you should be starting to plan that trip now, because you got the whole year in front of you. So we're going to talk with Michael Muldoon. Oh, how I love his last name. Michael Muldoon, the general manager of the Shirley Arms in County Monaghan, Ireland, right after this.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors by Stephanie Abrams, the perfect leisure time companion.
Take good care of yourself, you know, you mean.
I have Michael Muldoon, general manager of the Shirley Arms Hotel in County Monaghan, with me. If you're in a hurry, you can go to ShirleyArmsHotel.com, and you can see this darling place that is a spot where you can snuggie into what looks like a Georgian-style manor house in a town called Carrickmacross in County Monaghan, right on Main Street. You have to love that. There aren't many streets in Ireland named Main Street. That's an unusual name for a town road, Michael.
I suppose it is. It's on the Main Street. It certainly is. It's the big street in the town.
Yeah, most places in Ireland and the UK would call what we call Main Street. We have lots of towns with a street called Main Street. But you generally find on this side of the ocean, they're called High Street.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
There's a, for those of you listening on AM 1690, the voice of Southern Maryland, and God bless you people, I love you, you know that. Hello, Roy. That station covers a massive, massive area of both Maryland, Virginia, and also Pennsylvania. And they're not far from Baltimore. And in Baltimore, there is a street called High Street. And it's in the older, more historic area of where the city kind of grew up from. So, but I never, you know, I was born in Baltimore, Maryland, not Baltimore, Ireland. I always thought of High Street as, you know, maybe it was, you know, higher sea level than the port was, you know. But no, High Street was where all the shops and
the main street was generally. Yeah, the Main Street in Carrickmacross is where all the markets were. And where we are now in the Shirley Arms used to be, it was always a hotel for hundreds of years here. So and ultimately in the 1800s it was a stagecoach to stop the stagecoach here and rest the horses and changed, you know, it was a halfway between Belfast and Dublin. So it was always a sort of a main thoroughfare for people through the ages, really, you know.
Well, if this place were in the States, you'd have a sign somewhere that said George Washington slept here, whether he did or didn't. I mean, actually, you could put up such a sign, you know.
I'm sure somebody did.
Go refute it, you know. I always found that funny, because there just was no way to know.
Actually, a bit of the history of Carrickmacross is, there was two families, settled families here, that had owned estates, the Shirley estate and the Bath estate, and one side owned the left-hand side of the street, and the other family owned the right-hand side of the street. So the Shirley Arms actually got its name from the Shirley family, which has a big estate a couple of miles out the Kingscourt Road.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's private, still privately owned, still by the Shirley family, and I think he's the only descendant in England that can trace his bloodline further back than the royal family.
Wow.
In England. But wow. And he's still a resident of the Shirley estate out on the Kingscourt Road.
Okay, then. We have something else to talk about. There's a fella named William Shirley who lives in Lanesboro, Massachusetts, where we live, in beautiful Berkshire County. And in fact, in the town next to us, or actually the city next to us, because we're barely a town, is Pittsfield, Massachusetts, where our studio is at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel, and our senior producer, David Isby, who wasn't lucky enough to come along on this trip. But don't run him a benefit, people. He spent the holidays in Germany, so, you know, it's not all bad. But anyway, William Shirley owns a lot of property in Lanesboro, Massachusetts. And he spends a good piece of his year in Ireland and the rest in Lanesboro, Massachusetts, which my husband and I twinned with Lanesboro in County Longford.
Right, okay.
In fact, we just saw those folks
yes.
a week or so ago to catch up with them. That was grand fun. But I wonder, you know, I've only met William Shirley once. I bumped into him, for those of you who know Lanesboro and know Berkshire County, you listen, probably those of you listening on WBRK 101.7 FM, the Star 101.7 FM in Berkshire County. I bumped into him. I didn't even know what he looked like. I was introduced to him in Matt Riley's pub on Route 7 in Lanesboro. And the bartender said to me, oh, you need to know. And by the way, I don't drink. The reason I was standing by the bar, I don't drink. I just, you know, 1986 Diet Coke. That's it. William, I was there. That's where you pick up your takeout. And you can come up. It's on a lake. And you can come up on a boat. So we go up on the boat. We pick up whatever. And we take it out on the boat. So standing there. And I was introduced to William Shirley. And I said to him, it's amazing. I've never seen you. He says, I spend a lot of time in Ireland. I said, well, how much time do you spend? He says, well, I generally spend as much time here in the U.S. and, you know, in Berkshire County. I spend as much time as I can take, and then I got to go back to Ireland. And I said, I completely understand. So I wonder if that's his family.
Oh, I'd say it could be now. To be, you know, if he's a property owner, and I'd say it's a good
chance. We got to check this one out.
That's one for you.
Stay with me. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Come right back. We're talking with Michael Muldoon, general manager at the Shirley Arms Hotel in County Monaghan. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com. /rumors. I'll bet you could use some adventure in your life. It's time to make that bucket list trip a reality. Let me introduce you to Colette, a family-owned guided travel company that has been around since 1918. The entire Colette team shares a passion for travel. Across all seven continents, they'll seamlessly take care of all the details of your journey. Whether you're setting out to experience Yellowstone National Park, the Great Wall of China, or the magic of Rome, the only thing you'll need to do is pack. They'll take care of everything else. Along the way, enjoy perks like Colette's home-to-airport round-trip sedan service provided on air-inclusive tours. Now that's pampering. For details on Colette's comprehensive land tours, river cruises, rail journeys, small group trips, and more, check out their website at gocolette.com. That's gocolette.com. Or call 877-760-7616. That's 877-760-7616.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com /rumors.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm in Carrickmacross in County Monaghan, Ireland. It's a wonderful place historically. It's a beautiful place geographically. And it's in a fabulous location for the traveler. So if you're headed northward or you're in the north headed southward, coming down from Northern Ireland and heading toward Dublin or further south than that into Wexford and Waterford and Kerry and Cork and whatever, you're going to want to stop somewhere along the way. And I'm so glad that in my continual search for places I don't know, I found, and it gets slimmer and slimmer, people, but I found a place I didn't know, and that's always thrilling for me. And it's the Shirley Arms Hotel in Carrickmacross, County Monaghan, and we're here with Michael Muldoon, the general manager. You were saying, Michael, that this property was always a hotel? I mean, did somebody, because it looks from the outside like it could have been somebody's home. It's very stately looking.
Yeah, well, I suppose it has a stone facade on the front, but it was actually always a hotel. From what I can gather now, I can be proved wrong, but it was called originally in the way back, maybe I'd say it was 1800. It was called White's Hotel. So then it changed. Then it changed to Shirley Arms after that.
And so, like hotels and inns in the U.S. in that time period, for the most part, you would have had travelers arriving by horse or by horse-drawn coach. And not only would they be looking for a comfortable and clean room that was also warm, they'd be looking for a place to have something to eat and probably something good to drink along with
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, yeah.
So as an establishment here in a spot that is truly centrally located, if you were going if you were headed from Dublin to Donegal, this would be a good place to stop. If you were headed from somewhere in Northern Ireland down toward Dublin or to Galway, you know, you just a straight run south and then you either head east or west from there.
Absolutely, yeah. We're a gateway to the north and south. And in fairness, when you come from Dublin, we're only 45 minutes from the airport. We're an hour from Belfast City and we're an hour into in Dublin city centre as well.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's because of the new roads.
Yeah, the motorway, yeah.
You wouldn't have been able to do that.
No. But in the last 25
years ago.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
But at the minute now, it's a perfect location.
Wow. Because we sometimes stay places that are 40 minutes away, for instance, from the airport in Dublin. If we're flying back from Dublin, we'll sometimes say at Rasala Country House in County Wicklow.
Right, okay.
And, you know, when you look at where it is and whatever, and it feels like here in Carrickmacross, you feel very much out in the country, but to be 40 minutes from the airport's no big deal. And you're not fighting the Dublin traffic, because you could be in Dublin and have it take you 40 minutes to the
Absolutely.
Airport because of the traffic.
Without a doubt. But from here, you're straight on the M1 the whole way up to the airport.
My husband's favorite road, the M1.
And before,
he'll take the M1. I said to him the other night in the car, he was busting to get on the M1. But it was the M1 up in the north. They have an M1 also.
That's right.
And I said, if you're dying to get on the M1, just get on it and see where it takes you. But it's not taking you to where we want to go. I'm telling you that now. But he's got a love affair with the M1.
Good.
So it becomes easy to do. Now, how many accommodations are there here?
We have 25 bedrooms. 25. The hotel was totally refurbished and in 08, and we opened in October 08.
Oh,
so
my God.
It was totally gutted and refurbished from front, well, it's back door to front door.
It's always wonderful to do a complete redo, and you've done a grand job of it. There has been attention to every detail.
Yeah.
But you opened in October 08.
Yeah.
I mean, can you think, other than opening in September of 2001... I can't think of a worse time in recent history for anything in travel and tourism to open, because October 5th, I think the date was, 2008, is when banking around the world kind of imploded and created massive nonsense economically worldwide.
We learned a lot, to put it that way. We opened, we were ready to go, you know, it was a year and a half plan, a 2-year plan, so... You know, we had to open. That was it. So, listen, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. Certainly not. But
wow.
You know, we stuck with it, and the last couple of years have borne fruit for us. Now we're starting to get a
foothold. Do you do many local weddings here?
We do some. Yeah. You know, we're actually,
because I've found that it's weddings. It's a good thing the Irish like to get married and not just to move in together.
Yeah.
Because it's the wedding business that has kept so many hoteliers.
We're actually
head above water.
Absolutely. We do a few weddings. We're not a massive wedding venue. We don't have the lavish gardens and the old castle, or we're actually in a hotbed of wedding venues around here, to be honest, in our area, within a 10 or 15 mile radius. So to be honest, we see ourselves more like a family run hotel. You know, we do good food, we have good accommodation, and we have a good bar, and you know, that's our business. That seems to be, it's working for us at the minute. You know?
Well, I'll tell you the things that I noticed on arrival. First of all, I love your location, because you can park your car behind the hotel in your car park area, and you're right in town. So you can walk out the front door, leave the car where it is, and take a walk around the town itself. And the front of the building is so charming. You know, it really looks like a stately Georgian mansion. It's really charming. Of course, you still have your Christmas decorations up, so that, you know, is always an added benefit in making a place look homey and, you know, adding an extra sparkle to it. But when I got to our accommodation, I don't usually do this. I usually just remember and then talk about it, but there were so many things I noticed at once that I was afraid I might not remember. So I wrote them down.
Okay.
And here's what I wrote. I went in to freshen up in the bathroom, and I picked up the little cardboard box with the soap in it. And it didn't look like all the other wrapped in some kind of, looked like gift wrap paper that soaps generally are in when you go to a hotel bathroom. This soap was clearly different, even before I opened it.
Yes.
Because it says on the outside, handmade Irish soap. And I opened it, and it smelled wonderful. And it looked pretty. And then I looked at the shampoo and the conditioner and the shower gel and the hand lotion, and beside the fact that they were all there, each of them had a delightful and special, and one was lavender and one was Irish moss and something, and they were darling. And then I turned to leave the bathroom, and I noticed the shower. And this is what we call a Mark Abrams-sized shower, because my husband is 2 meters tall. And his big complaint about stall showers is that when he lifts his arms to wash his hair, he's banging both elbows on either the wall or the glass door. And this, you can invite in the local soccer team to shower with you. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams, live from the Shirley Arms Hotel on Main Street in Carrickmacross County, Monaghan, Ireland. Put this one on your list, people. We'll be right back.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliff Corknickels. Intrigued by Cliff Corknickels? It's simple. After gasping at the cliffs of Moher, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork, known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moher, Cork, Chronicles, Cliff Corknickels. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast-to-coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's winter clearance event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first serve. Guitar Center's winter clearance. Now through Sunday, don't miss it.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobetes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobetes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedis now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm at the Shirley Arms Hotel in Carrickmacross, County Monaghan, Ireland, and I'm with Michael Muldoon, who is the general manager. And I was just talking about my first impression arriving in our accommodation here. One of the things that really makes, you know, first of all, the location makes this place a place you have to put on your must-stop ad. Because at some point you're going to be, if you just cross from Dublin to Galway or Galway to Dublin, you miss everything in the middle. You really need to spend some time in the middle, in the Midlands, which are now like they like to refer to as the Lakelands, which sounds more impressive than Midlands, because Midlands just indicates it's in the middle, but Lakelands gives you an idea you're missing something, because there are lots of wonderful lakes, lots of history, lots of castles, lots of wonderful things to see and do, and you just miss it all if you just hug the coastline, so you got to come inland a bit, people. And I was talking about what I found in the rooms. The first thing I was impressed with was the soap and the shampoo and the shower gel, and they're all, it's all handmade. Who are these people that hand make all this stuff?
It's made in Slane. It's only made about 25 miles away. It's a husband and wife team. And in the recession, he used to actually, he was in the building trade, and he started making his own soaps and shampoos and stuff. And he went around all the hotels, and he sells it wholesale, and like a Brown Thomas in Dublin and stuff like that. But it took off. It's lovely and fresh, and it's a homemade product, and it's authentic as well, you know. And
well, getting into Brown Thomas is a big deal. Brown Thomas people is like the Macy's of Ireland. I usually mess up the name and call it Murphy Brown. I don't, which was a TV sitcom with Candace Bergen. But it's a wonderful department store chain, and the Brown Thomas on Grafton Street, which is the big shopping street in Dublin, is just a wonderful store, and they carry only the finest stuff. Yeah. I mean, you just find great things in there. So for him to get his
it's lovely. It's lovely. Yeah. You know, it's a lovely product, and it's local. It's in our locality as well, and it's stuff we use, and the food in the kitchen and the ingredients we use, is everything's local if we can at all.
Now, Slane doesn't have anything to do with Slane Castle.
Absolutely, yeah, the same town. Yeah, he's just outside that.
Ah.
Yes.
What's his name?
Mount
Charles?
That's exactly it.
Yeah, I interviewed, what is his title?
Lord Mount Charles.
It's Lord Mount Charles, yes. I interviewed him. If you go to sabrams.com and you put, or travelers411.com, put in Slane, S-L-A-N-E, Slane Castle. They were just starting out making their whiskey over there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, and then we had them on to chat, and you'll find photographs and whatnot at sabrams.com and travelers411.com. So I fell in love with the soap. And, you know, it sounds silly. I mean, you think about, well, am I going to pick a hotel by what kind of soap they use? Actually, sometimes you do. I don't know that they do it anymore, but there was a time period when Le Méridien hotels only used Hermès soaps. And they came in these beautiful plastic cases, and
yeah.
Most of the time I'd use some soap. I always bring my own soaps along, because you never know if there's a soap I'm not going to like. And so I would use my own soap and take that one home in its pristine condition. But for me, when you look at the little details of what people are doing, when they're paying that much attention to the little details, you know the bigger picture is in place. And so the first thing was the soaps. The next thing was the oversized shower that you could bring in. What is it, a basketball team? How many are on a basketball team? Five. Yeah, easy. You can bring a basketball team into the shower. No problem. And wood floors. love the wood floors.
Good. Yeah.
Well, the nice thing about wood floors is you know they're clean.
Exactly.
You know,
no dust.
No matter how much, right, there's no dust. No matter how much you vacuum a carpet, it still didn't clean it.
It holds everything,
And so, you know, and for there are more and more people that have, you know, allergy problems and, you know, asthma problems. And I hear more and more of it all the time. I'm sure it has something to do with global air pollution. So it's very nice when you came into a room and there's a wood floor and everything just looks spanky clean. And then the other thing I noticed was not unusual to have a tray with a hot water maker and little containers for coffee and little pouches for tea. But your tea comes from Kenya. Luxury Kenya tea. Robert Roberts. I've never heard of the brand. I don't know a thing about Kenya tea. But that really impressed me because it wasn't your typical... You know, there's some Earl Grey and something else and Twining something. You know, and they're fine teas, but it just seemed like somebody's going out of their way to pamper you here.
That's what we're here to do. You know, our customer comes number one.
Bravo to you.
Yeah, thanks very much. But
bravo to you. So tell me about this tea from Kenya. Why that one?
Well, I suppose...
Have you had it?
Yeah, we do. What makes it special? Well, I suppose it's a... Kenya and India is the home of tea, really, isn't it? And you know, it's a good product, and it's what everybody likes. So, you know, it goes down well here.
You are my hero. Then I took out my laptop because I wanted to. This was all last night when we arrived, and I wanted to just look up something before we went to dinner. And I opened my laptop, and I realized it needed to be charged. And I didn't have to get on my hands and knees and grovel on the floor under the desk because the outlet is right there at desk level. Bless your heart. I've stayed in some of the fanciest hotels in the world where first you need to call it Sherlock Holmes to find an outlet in the room.
Yes.
And then when you find it, you have to move furniture or get behind the headboard, climb under the desk, or hope that your laptop, that the wire is going to stretch the distance from the desk, from the desk to the outlet, you'd think somebody would be thinking when they do these things. But bravo to you. And then we had to go to dinner. So I didn't have a chance to really investigate much more. But I did notice that there was an iron and an ironing board.
Yes.
There was a safe. And, you know, this is a little out of the way place. So sometimes when you get into really countryside settings of places, even the fanciest of five-star places, they don't do all the things you've just done. So bravo to you.
Well, thanks, Effie. I'm delighted you enjoyed it now.
So how long have you been here?
I've been here since October 08 when we opened. So we opened up. So to be honest,
Where were you before?
I was a head chef in a restaurant in Carlingford. Fitzpatrick's his name, but... So my background is actually in a kitchen. So when I came on board here, I was more to manage it, but I can help out in the kitchen or I can help out anywhere that needs help.
I know a number of chefs who are now general managers, and I have to tell you this is a very special combination of skills. One that comes to mind is Andreas Schmidt, who is a Swiss fellow. He is a chef, and he's the general manager of Le Blanc in Cancun. And the other one escapes me for the moment, but I was just interviewing somebody a month or so ago who was also a chef and the general manager of the hotel, and I have to give some thought to who that was. But the combination of skills of running a kitchen under fire, literally, you know, and being unflappable, you know, and not taking the Gordon Ramsay approach to chefing, you know, being on top of everything, knowing how things should be, focus on sanitation and cleanliness and organization and, you know, just understanding the sequential development of how everything has to work like a Swiss clock.
Yes.
In order for it to go right. Those same skills apply to running the hotel. So, but let me ask a question about the Fitzpatrick restaurant. It's not related to the Fitzpatrick Hotel Group.
No, it's not. It's just a family-run pub restaurant. It was up beside Carlingford. It's famous now around the country, really, for food and for memorabilia, and, you know, it's an old Irish pub, sort of, you know, it surpasses Johnny Fox's now, you know, it's a...
I don't know Johnny Fox's, yeah, educate me.
It's a place in the Dublin Mountains, it's a pub in the Dublin Mountains, which would have been, you know, famous. It's famous around the city, it's famous with tourists.
Is it anywhere near the Lambs Doyle's pub?
It could be up the road from it, okay, yes, yeah.
Yeah, because that's the only Dublin Mountains, yeah, pub I've ever gone to,
yeah,
and that's when we were invited by our good friend Derek Warfield to celebrate the coming in of the new year, one New Year's Eve about 3 years ago, I want to say, when he and the Young Wolftones performed the Lambs Doyle pub.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be far away, I'd say, from there, but yeah, it'd have to say it'd be the same idea, you know, the dude medieval banquets.
Yeah, well, the thing that was amazing to me is that up there, you can literally see the mountains of Mourne in Northern Ireland.
Right, yeah.
Because you're so high up, and there's nothing in between, and on a clear night, you truly can see forever. Well, I have to tell you, I was very impressed with not only the hotel itself, but also with the dinner we had in the restaurant last night. I just had to meet your chef who's waiting to talk with our audience, so we're going to do that right after this. I want to thank you, Michael Muldoon, for joining us, general manager of the Shirley Arms Hotel in Carrickmacross, County Monaghan, Ireland. We'll be right back to talk food, people. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. You know, I'm a great believer in traveling richly. Let me introduce you to Colette, a company delivering value-packed, world-class travel experiences since 1918. With remarkable itineraries that can take you to all seven continents, they'll immerse you in the culture, history, and cuisine of the world's most spectacular places. Visit everything from vibrant cities to remote villages with like-minded travelers. Along the way, enjoy perks like Colette's home-to-airport round-trip sedan service provided on air-inclusive tours. What a great way to travel. For details on this and other Colette services, call 877-760-7616 or visit gocolette.com. That's go, C-O-L-L-E-T-T.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is, you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. you get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you in part by the Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel. On-air guests, when here in the Berkshires, stay at the beautiful Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel. Call 413-499-2000. Or log on to BerkshireCrown.com. That's BerkshireCrown, C-R-O-W-N-E.com. Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel. The place to meet.
In a neat little town they call Belfast.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy. I'm always happy. Well, just in general, I'm always happy. But I'm particularly happy to have the opportunity to talk in depth, or at least a bit, with the executive chef of a place where I have been impressed with the food. And I have been very impressed with the food in this adorable Georgian manor-style hotel in central Ireland, in what is referred to now as the Lakeland District of Ireland, in a town called Carrickmacross in County Monaghan. And it's really a great location for that perfect stopover on your way from the north to the south to the north, the east to the west. It is almost a dead center story. It's pretty much a straight north of Athlone, for that matter. And it's right on the road that you'd want to be on to go from the Republic of Ireland into Northern Ireland or vice versa. And the hotel is called the Shirley Arms Hotel. And I have to check down the road a piece and see if William Shirley from Lanesboro, Massachusetts, is related to the Shirleys who, for whom this hotel is named, the property that it's on, and apparently right up to the middle of the street and going north and south of here, this large stretch of land belonged to that family. One of the things I particularly forgot to mention to Michael Muldoon, the general manager, is they have little stickers with the initials of Shirley Arms, and that was something else when I checked in and I saw the little stickers that say S.A., which happens to be my initials. So I have to go around and see what souvenirs I can collect that say S.A. on it for Stephanie Abrams and Shirley Arms. But I have Dom, whose full name is Dominicus, Beaublease with me. Dom is the executive chef here at the Shirley Arms. And Michael was saying to me yesterday, Dom, that he views the Shirley Arms as an excellent restaurant that happens to have rooms, because you have an amazingly popular restaurant, and I am sure that you have some major part that you play in making that the case. How long have you been the chef here?
I'm here from very, very beginning as well as Michael.
2008?
Yeah, from the first day on.
And you came from where?
Originally I'm from Lithuania. So but I traveled a bit. I was in England, Isle of Wight. You probably heard about
it. Isle of Wight, yes. Yeah. They have their own currency. They're their own country.
Yeah.
I have to go there sometime. It sounds like a fascinating place. It's beautiful. What drew you there?
I was there for a year and a half. I was sous chefs by then. So we run a Airbnb and a restaurant. We're actually out the countryside of the island. We only got 30% of the population to feed.
Right.
So it was good.
And so you came at the very beginning, and were you involved in making decisions about what the menu would cover?
At the moment, we had a head chef at that stage because it was a crew already when I came in. We just opened the kitchen, so each menu changed as we went, and then head chef
I have to
left.
Tell you, when I'm traveling, and particularly in hotels that are very big hotels on their own palatial estates, I sometimes find that the menu doesn't offer enough for me to be confused. The menu is small enough that I'll know that there's one, maybe two items on that whole menu I'm really interested in eating. But when I picked up your menu last night, I looked at my husband, I said, we're going to have to stay here 2 weeks so that I can have dinner every night and order another one of these things, because everything that was on the menu, A, sounded wonderful and was something I would be interested in having for dinner. And I have to tell you that I have had the what's considered Irish fish chowder.
Yeah.
I've had that in so many restaurants. And your Irish fish chowder is up there with the very, very, very best. It was sensational and filled with marvelous goodies. Why don't you just run through what some of the ingredients are in your Irish fish chowder?
We're trying to get source our best local seafood because Carnforth Bay there right beside us, and we get our fish supplier just do all the shellfish mix for us, and we're using our fresh own fish, what we get in a day, to put in the chowder. Of course, some vegetables.
That was delicious. But as I can recall, it was salmon. There were mussels.
Yeah,
what else was in there?
Some scallops. It's a green shell mussels and blue shell mussels in it. We use a smoked fish, but not very often because it kills the flavor. And all the fresh fish we got in the day, like cod, hake, haddock, even salmon, as you mentioned.
Oh, it was fabulous. I was sorry I ordered dinner because it was so filling that, you know, it was like, oh, well, at least I'll taste the next course. But, you know,
we actually have
that was
option.
A meal by itself.
Actually, I have an option of a main course chowder as a main course. Some people do get that.
Yeah, well, that would have done it for me. That would have worked. Is there, you know, there's something else that I noticed on your menu that I haven't really begun to see elsewhere yet, but as was explained to me, this is part of a new law in Ireland having to do with next to each menu item, there are a list of numbers, and the numbers correspond to a chart on the last page of the menu. And maybe you can explain what that chart is and what those numbers mean.
It's all allergens, all added SMGs and all that stuff. We have to, it's a new regulation, as you mentioned. So we have to let people know what's in the food. So
that is, you have no idea how important that is. And, you know, I hope that in the U.S. there will be some regulation along those lines. Brilliant. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. People, put it on your Ireland visit list. Shirley Arms Hotel, Carrickmacross, County Monaghan. And come back next week, everybody. We're flying hot. No? Gotta fly now.
Fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly. Pack up. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.